Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. There were multiple incidents of violence against Houston police officers over the weekend. News 88.7's Tom Perumian is here with the details.
Alexandra, a man is dead after stabbing an HPD officer during a struggle last night. Chief Noe Diaz says it happened when officers tried to remove a man possibly experiencing a mental health crisis from a store at the 300 block of Milam.
During a struggle, the suspect produced a knife from a waistband, stabbing Officer Joaquin Garza above his left ear, kind of right around the neck.
The officer's partner opened fire, striking the suspect. That suspect died at the scene. The injured officer was taken to Memorial Hermann Hospital. Alexandra?
Also this weekend, a Houston police officer is recovering after being shot on his way to work in an apparent case of road rage. The incident took place Saturday night on Gessner in northwest Houston. Officer Jake Parker was hit in the shoulder by a man who fired multiple times into Parker's personal vehicle. Parker returned fire before driving himself to a nearby police station for help. Police spotted a vehicle that matched the description and arrested two men and a woman. A weapon was also recovered from the vehicle. Houston Mayor John Whitmire used the incident to warn people about rhetoric criticizing police.
Words matter. And when you give these general statements criticizing law enforcement, it's influencing bad actors.
Parker has been with the department for 3 years. Governor Greg Abbott launched a criminal investigation last week into the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, and designated it as a foreign terrorist organization. Local chapters of CARE in Texas are challenging the governor's actions in a lawsuit. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us more about how the governor's actions are impacting thousands of Muslims.
After a recent prayer service at the Mariam Islamic Center in Sugarland, children played outside while members of the mosque chatted in the cool outdoor evening. 23-year-old Saad Chohan is one of them. He sometimes volunteers with CARE. Chohan says the governor's actions against the organization are based in, quote, Islamophobic rhetoric.
They help refugees, they help those in need. It's a, you know, nonprofit organization. I don't see the need to, you know, slander or, you know, speak down upon these types of organizations.
The governor also designated the Muslim Brotherhood as a foreign terrorist group. In a press release, Abbott accused CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood of trying to, quote, forcibly impose Sharia law. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
To hear more about how Texas Muslims are responding to Abbott's actions against CARE, tune in to News 88.7 In Depth at 8:45. And in sports, the Rockets are on the road tonight to take on the Phoenix Suns, but they will do so without star forward Kevin Durant. He is sitting out the next two games for what the club says are personal reasons. Durant played the last 2.5 seasons with the Suns before being traded to Houston. It's 75 degrees right now on the University of Houston campus. Today's high around 85 with a chance of some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.